Blackstone Audio presents Malcolm X, A Life of Reinvention by Manning Marable.
No one has made more sacrifices to realize the completion of this work than Leith Mullings. For more than a decade, she has been my constant companion and intellectual compass as I have attempted to reconstruct the past. This work is hers. Prologue. Life Beyond the Legend. In the early years of the last century, the neighborhood just north of Harlem, later to be named Washington Heights, was a sparsely settled suburb. Only the vision of a businessman, William Fox, led to the construction of an opulent entertainment center on Broadway between West 165th and 166th Streets. Fox's instruction to the architect, Thomas W. Lamb, was to design a building more splendid than any theater on Broadway. By the time all was finished in 1912, an expensive terracotta facade adorned the front walls, marble columns stood guard at the entrance, while carvings of exotic birds graced the foyer. It was these colorful motifs, inspired by the great 19th-century artist John James Audubon, that prompted Fox to name his pleasure palace the Audubon. On the building's first floor, Lamb designed a massive cinema, large enough to seat 2,300 people. In subsequent years, the second floor was reserved for two spacious ballrooms, the Rose Ballroom, which could accommodate 800 patrons, and the larger Grand Ballroom, holding up to 1,500. Within a few decades, the neighborhood around the Audubon began to change, becoming increasingly black and working class. The Audubon's management catered to this new clientele by booking the most celebrated swing bands of the era, including Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Chick Webb. The Audubon also...